We're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Megillah. We are up to Parak Dalid, Mishnah Dalid. So it happened to be that after the Galus Bavel, people were not very familiar with the Hebrew language. So in order to be able to understand the Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, they had to have a Meturgman who would translate things into Aramaic. And that was because that was the language that everybody understood. This goes back to the times of Ezra. In Bavel, everyone spoke the Aramaic. So when they came back, they needed to be able to understand what was going on. So the Mishnah tells us the halachos about Kriyas HaTorah when you have a miturgaman. So Kori B'Torah Leivchos Mishosh Psukim. If someone is being Kori B'Torah, you should never read less than three psukim. Meaning whenever we read from the Torah, whenever anyone gets an aliyah, the minimum size of an aliyah is always going to be three psukim. And the Gemara explains that it corresponds to three types of psukim that exist, meaning Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. Obviously all three psukim you're reading are from the Torah, but that's what it corresponds to. That's why they came up with the number three. Lo yikra l'maturgaman yoser mipasuk echad. But you're not allowed to be makre to the maturgaman more than one pasuk at a time. Meaning, even though you're going to be reading three psukim, you stop after each pasuk to give the maturgaman time to translate it. If you do more than one pasuk at a time, then the translator might become confused. He's going to make a mistake. He's not going to be able to halt kup to be able to continue to translate. Ubenavi shlosha. When you're reading from the Nevi'im, then you could read up until three psukim at a time before the Meturgaman translates, because it's not such a big deal if he makes a mistake when it comes to Navi, because when it comes to Torah, people derive halacha from the Torah, but we don't learn halacha mi divrei Kabbalah. It's more Musar and things of that nature, so even if it confuses him, it's not going to be the end of the world. But if the three psukim that you're reading from the Nevi'im are from three separate parshios, meaning when you have a parsha that has only one pasuk, you have that in Sefer Yeshayahu, for example. So you read the pasuk before it, that pasuk which constitutes an entire parsha, and the pasuk after it, so it comes from three different parshios, then you have to read them one at a time, because then he's very likely to make a mistake if he has to translate from three totally different paragraphs. So even though we're less concerned when the Meturgaman makes a mistake in Navi, we don't love it, we don't want him to make a mistake, and therefore we would not translate three psukim at a time when it's from multiple parshios. So says the Mishnah now, medalgin b'Navi ve'en medalgin b'Torah. You could skip from one parsha to another when reading from the Nevi'im, but you're not allowed to skip from one parsha to another when reading from the Torah itself, because if you hear someone skipping from one place to the next, it's going to be very hard to focus. And that's not such a problem when it comes to the Nevi'im, because again, halacha is not derived from Navi. Vad kamahu metalik, how much are you allowed to skip around in Navi? Ad kadei shel yifsa kamaturgaman, as long as there's time that as soon as he finishes translating, you'll be ready to read the next spot where you're going to read from. So you're not allowed to skip so far ahead that you're going to have to roll the entire scroll to the point that when he finishes being metargame, that you're not going to be ready to continue from there. So that's true. Both when it comes to when it comes to that's meaning the idea that you're not allowed to have dead time, that after the Meturgaman finishes that you shouldn't just stand there silently, is true both when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah and when it comes to reading from the Nevi'im. Mishnah Hey. So the Mishnah talks about Hamafter Benavi, the guy who gets the who's Mafter Benavi, who reads the Haftorah. So who Pores Al Shema? He's also given the kavod of being Pores Al Shema. We already discussed what being Pores al Shema means. That being literally being Pores means to divide the Shema. So then what we discuss is that if you have 10 men that come to the shul after the Tzibur had already said Shema, and therefore they miss Kaddish and Baruchu, which can only be said when there's a minion, so they could still say those Tfilos, and one of them says on behalf of the others Kaddish and Baruchu, and the first of the two Brachos that are said before Shema. So that's what's called dividing the Shema, because they're only saying one of the two Brachos. Even though that Bracha doesn't require a minyan, they have to say it because Baruch Hu is a call to everyone to be Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if they don't say a Bracha at that point, then it's going to look like Apikorsis, that they're going to look like a bunch of Apikorsim, that here Baruch Hu is Hashem Mevarech, and everyone's just going to stand there silently and no one's going to agree to get up and be Mevarech Hashem. So that's why they have to say one of the Brachas. That's what it's called being Pores Al Shema. So the guy who reads the Haftarah is is given the honor of being Paris al Shema, v'hu nosei eskapav. And if he's a Kohen, so he's the one that's the leader of the Birchas Kohanim, as well, because since he regularly is the one who leads the Haftorah, and that was considered to be like a menial task that people were not interested in, so we'd give him extra kibudim in order to encourage him to want to read the Haftorah. Well, wait a second, doesn't every Kohen have to be nosei eskapav? What does it mean, he's the one that's nosei eskapav? So it means, the Tosantov points out, that he sort of leads the Birchas Kohanim. He starts everybody off in the Birchas Kohanim. Vim hayakatan, but if he's a katan, so obviously he's not allowed to be the Shliach Tzibur, so then Aviva Rabbo over in Ala Yado, his father or his Rebbe, they're the ones that lead the Tfilos in his place. Meaning if a katan read the Haftorah, which is permitted to do, so then it's as if his father or teacher are also reading it, and they're responsible for him, they have a chrayas for him, so they're the ones that lead the tefillah in his place. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Daled, we said that if you're reading from the Torah, you got to read at least three psukim, but one pasuk at a time for the Meturgaman to translate, and in Neviim, you could even read three psukim at a time for the Meturgaman to translate, but even in the in the Nevi'im, if it's from three separate parshios, you can only do one pasuk at a time. And then we said you're allowed to skip around in Navi, but not in Torah. But even when you skip around in Navi, you're only allowed to skip far enough ahead that you're not going to have any dead time from the time the Meturgaman finishes translating until you read the next pasuk. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that the person who reads the Haftorah is given the honor of being Paris al Shema, being over Lefnei Atefa, which means davening far in Amud, and being Nosei Eskapov to lead the Kohanim in Birchas Kohanim. And if he's a child, then his father or his Rebbe will be the one that davens for an amud after he reads the Haftarah. Tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Daled, Mishnah Vav.